everybody. This is Pastor Shayo from liveyourbestmarriage.com, and welcome today to the Live Your Best Marriage podcast. And my wife is here with me, and she is...
I'm Whitney Shayo, and you can find me at Whitney Shayo on Twitter.
And this is the Live Your Best Marriage podcast, where we always believe that every marriage has a chance to be awesome and also to be fulfilling. And we are here to give your marriage a fighting chance, because you are always bombarded with so many negativities and so many ways that your marriage won't work. Everybody is not rooting for your marriage, but we are here to tell you that your marriage can be awesome, your marriage can be successful, and we are here to give you some tips to help your marriage get better.
That's right. Instead of you guys fighting in your marriage, we want to help you fight to keep it. And we want everybody who's married to be able to look back on their life and be glad that they lived a story worth telling and they survived all of the pressure to go their own separate ways.
Because everywhere you go, it's always, if you don't think you can make it, get a divorce. But here we are saying, stay together.
And we also get that feeling of the whole incompatibility thing, but it's actually just not true. You don't have to be a perfect match. You don't have to be a perfect fit to the person you married. And as far as being similarly yoked, from, you know, what the Bible says, that just means that a non-believer shouldn't marry a believer. But that's the extent of it. Everything else, you know, personality-wise, it's okay for you guys to be different. It's okay. It doesn't matter. That whole thing about, oh, I don't know if I'm compatible, I don't know if we're a good match. Nope. You're not a puzzle piece looking for an exact match to fit with you.
No, you're not a puzzle piece. You're a human being. And there's no way you will be the exact match and compliment your spouse on everything. But what we're saying is you actually become the person who is caring, loving, understanding, and works to help your spouse and your marriage stay strong.
That's right. And I heard a pastor on the radio the other day talking about how husbands are supposed to love their wives sacrificially. And I think that the whole concept of love has been difficult for a lot of us, because love is actually a choice. It's really not a feeling. And for a husband to love his wife sacrificially, I mean, he is making a lot of choices. That's not always going to be based on feeling. And that means he's always going to put her needs and her feelings ahead of his own. And for it, if it's a feeling, it's just going to come and go. It's not going to last very long. And one of the things that my husband and I found out is that in 2002, the Institute for American Values did a study on unhappy marriages, and they found that the ones who divorced, it did not cure their depression, it did not raise their self-esteem, and they were actually not happy at all. 5 years later, the couples who stayed together were happy again, although they were previously unhappy, because what happens was they were able to ride out the storm. They were able to stick together through the tough times. And then 5 years later, things were much, much better.
Yes, things were much, much better. And the first thing you need to do with your marriage is commit. Not kind of commit, not commit and think about, oh, maybe I can find something else on the side. No, I mean commit. So, because once you commit, once you put all your eggs in one basket, once you commit, from that point on, that's where your creativity comes in. And what does that mean? That means you'll be able to know how to deal with the issues in your marriage once you commit. Once you know that this, you are in this for the long term, you are in it to win it. And if you don't think you're in it to win it, you'll always find ways to get out of it. So commit, commit, commit. Be in it to win it, and that's when all the creativity will come out and you will know how to handle every situation that is thrown at you.
Yeah, and also in regards to always looking for a way out, it's kind of interesting because when we're dating, we look at everything as a sign that it was meant to be. You know, if some little thing happens, we're like, oh, yes, it was meant to be. We're supposed to be together. Oh, my gosh, that's so cute. Oh, wow. And then when we're going through a tough time in our marriage, it's the same way. We look at something and we're like, oh, yeah, that's a sign. Definitely. We are just not compatible. This is not going to work out. Oh, yeah, well, if he said that, or if he's doing this, or if this happens, well, you know, then this just isn't going to work. I don't think we're supposed to stay together.
So, yeah, if you are looking for a sign, you should look for a sign to stay together. So, again, when you're dating, you are always finding signs that, oh, we saw this. That means we are meant to be. Oh, this happened. That means we are meant to be. So, when you're married, if something happens, you'd be like, hey, we saw this. That means we are meant to be, to stay married.
And love, if love is not a feeling, then that means that it's a continuous effort. It's something that you just keep doing. And I want to encourage everyone out there who's going through a tough season. And I want to remind you that actually, it is only a season. It's temporary. Things will get better. And we're praying for you guys. And remember, we're also real people. We have tough times too. But we do the best we can just to work it out and keep moving through those tough seasons.
Folks, again, this is Live Your Best Marriage Podcast. And we're going to take a quick break. And then when we come back, we will talk about three ways to end resentment in your marriage. Three ways to end resentment in your marriage. Folks, we will come to see you again. Folks, we are back to the Live Your Best Marriage Podcast. And again, I'm your host, Pesa Shayo, and I'm at Pesa Shayo. And here's my wife.
Mm-hmm. I'm at Whitney Shayo.
And before the break, we were talking about just staying committed to your partner, staying committed to your marriage. And again, here at Live Your Best Marriage, we always believe that every marriage can be awesome and fulfilling. But you got to work at it. You got to work to stay together, no work to stay apart.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Yeah, it takes work. And also, it takes effort to have an unhappy marriage, and it takes effort to have a happy one, too, because either way, you're still spending your energy.
Yes, you're still spending. So, and I read somewhere that it takes one of the quotes I read was, it takes the same amount of energy to have a mediocre marriage as it takes to have a great and awesome marriage. The difference is where you direct your energy. Are you directing your energy to stay together, or you're directing your energy to stay apart? And we have some tips to end resentment in your marriage, because sometimes things could have happened in the past, but somebody is not a forgive and forget Christian, is holding a grudge. So we'll help you take care of that grudge, and end resentment, Winnie.
Yeah. Sorry, I was just laughing about the oh brother, where art thou thing. So yes, one of the first things you can do to end resentment in your marriage, or hopefully at least reduce it, is number one, and these are actually all things that I learned myself, and I learned them the hard way. So the first one was to take responsibility. And if you're feeling bitter towards your spouse because they did something to you, they said something to you that was unloving, or maybe they did something for the family, maybe, that was irresponsible. What you can do is you can remove some of the blame from them, and that's going to help you be less bitter. And if you're going to remove blame from them, that means you will have to look for contributions that you made to that problem. And if you didn't contribute so much to the problem, maybe there was a lack of action on your part. Maybe you did not do everything you could to fix whatever that problem was. And so if you take responsibility for the things, for your actions and for your part of it, it actually empowers you. You're actually, it reminds you like, oh, wait, actually, I was capable. Actually, I have control of my life. I could have done something. It wasn't, I can't put all of this on my spouse.
And you know, she brought up a very great point that you have to take some responsibility. Don't not be a victim. Because sometimes when you think about it, if the problem is the other person, then nothing can be done because you are helpless. You cannot change somebody else. But if you take responsibility and take it like, hey, nothing happens to me. Things happen because of me.
Mm-hmm.
I learned that nothing happens to me. Things happen because of me. Because once things happen because of you, now you are in charge. You have the energy and the capacity, and you can actually change them. Because you can change you can change your actions, you can change your behavior, you can change a lot of things. If only you realize that things are happening because of you, not to you.
Mm-hmm.
Because if they happen because of somebody else, they have all the power and there's nothing you can do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and by the way, this excludes physical abuse and serial adultery. If your spouse is abusing you, or if they're cheating on you repeatedly, continuously, okay, that is not your fault. We are not, you know, you need to get out of that situation. But other issues, like maybe, there are other minor issues that we're talking about here. Like maybe your spouse made a bad financial decision for the family and you were feeling helpless. You felt like, oh, they screwed up things and they just put us at risk. Well, you know, actually, nope, just hold on. Think of things that you could have done. Think of solutions that you could have come up with. And again, I went through this myself. So I learned this the hard way. And now I'm happy. I'm much happier because now I've taken charge of my own actions. And I feel like I'm actually in control. And we're going to take a really short break here, and then we'll be back to give you two more tips to end resentment in your marriage.
And again, this is the Live Your Best Marriage podcast, and we'll see you in a few. Hi, folks. We are back to the Live Your Best Marriage podcast. Again, I'm your host, Pesa Shayo, and I'm having my wife here.
I'm Whitney Shayo.
And at Live Your Best Marriage, we still believe that your marriage can be awesome and it can be fulfilling. And before we went for the break, we were talking about taking responsibility so that you can reduce some of the resentment in the marriage. So Whitney, mm-hmm. What other things can somebody do to reduce resentment in their marriage?
Okay. So the first one was taking responsibility for your part. And then the second one is practice gratitude. And what I mean by that is sometimes just remembering the basic fact that there are more things right with your marriage than are wrong. And being grateful for the good things that your spouse does or the good things they say, that can bring you a lot of peace. And what happens is the reason why we get so upset with our spouse is, number one, their opinion means so much to us that we actually, sometimes we even look to our spouse for self-esteem, and that can be painful sometimes at times. And another thing is, when they do say something negative, bad things actually are more sticky in our brains than positive things are. So we remember the negative things more, and we put an emphasis more on that. And so if you're thankful for the simple fact that you are married, that means you're able to recognize that your spouse is actually a gift. And one thing that I like to share with people, I like to remind everybody, is there are millions of people around the world who struggle their entire lives hoping to have even one lasting relationship. They just, they just are not able to figure it out, and the people that they choose to be with are also are not able to figure it out. But if you're married, that means you have someone special to share every day with. And yeah, if you have a spouse, you are blessed. And last night we went to a speech contest, and it was a humorous contest. And one of the ladies who gave a speech talked about how dating in her 50s has been very difficult.
Oh, it was a sad speech.
It was more sad than it was funny. She was in the humorous contest, but it was actually a very pitiful story. I felt so sorry for her, but it made me extremely thankful that I'm married, because she was just talking about all these horrifying experiences that she has on blind dates, and then now she goes to online dating sites. And I mean, there's nothing wrong with that. If you're able to find someone, you know, if you're able to get married to someone from a dating site, that is okay. There's nothing wrong with that. But what I'm saying is, this particular lady was having a very, very rough time. And the whole bottom line of her story is, she's almost 60 and she's still lonely. And her children are about to leave the nest. And so, again, I just want to emphasize that if you're married, you are blessed. You are highly favored. And sometimes that can be difficult to remember, but yeah, it is the truth.
Yes, especially in the day-to-day life, it's very difficult to remember, especially when you are listening to CNN, CNBC, and all that stuff. Basically, what you are getting is doom and gloom. And a lot of statistics why marriage does not work. But nobody is in your house. They cannot predict what your marriage will do. So that's why we work so hard to try to get some positive information out there, because just to counteract some of the negativity being pushed out to say that your marriage won't work. And the third thing that you can use to reduce resentment in your marriage so that somebody does not hold a grudge is resolve. Especially at the moment you are starting to feel offended, you really need to tell your spouse in a loving way that you feel hurt. And this is where good communication comes in, because you are expressing how you feel. You are not condemning your spouse. You are expressing how you feel. And your spouse should be able to actually understand or listen to you. So that's where good listening skills come in, to know that you are actually saying, you are saying how you are feeling, you're not condemning your spouse.
Mm-hmm. So the first part of this, being able to resolve, means that you're able to express what's wrong, and then ultimately what determines how happy you will be is your ability to forgive and actually accept their apology.
Forgive and accept the apology. And this is can be hard, because a friend of mine was telling me this, that he can be getting a cold shoulder for several days after an argument or a misunderstanding or whatever.
Or if he says something really bad, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm. So he can be getting a cold shoulder for several days. So as a guy, really, I really don't understand that, because I'm like, there's no need to get a culture. Let's resolve it. But I'm sure Whitney might know something how mm-hmm. women take that situation. Because for a guy, it's easy to say, hey, let's just resolve this. Let's get it over mm-hmm. with. But maybe for our lady, it's different.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so the man is sitting there wondering, why can't we just talk about this and
get it over with?
Why can't we just get this thing taken care of?
Yes.
But for a lady, sometimes maybe she's obviously feeling so hurt, she doesn't know where to start, but also she might be afraid that the guy won't listen, you know.
What if the guy is like, hey, I want mm-hmm. to listen?
Sometimes, you know what, I'll be honest with you, sometimes it's just a turn off. You don't feel like talking. If you've been hurt that much, you're like, I really don't want to talk to you right now. But yeah, I get what you're saying. You're wondering, why can't we just resolve this thing and just get it taken care of? And so I would encourage you ladies to go ahead and speak up. I know it's painful. I know sometimes you're just like, okay, the last thing I want to do right now is talk to this guy who just broke my heart saying the meanest thing ever. But go ahead, have the courage, speak up. If he's telling you he wants to resolve it, he's willing to listen. And so it's okay to tell him. And the longer you wait, the more you'll stew over it. And that's what resentment is. It builds up. It's anger that just keeps building and building. It grows and grows. So that's what we want to stop. We want to be able to forgive and forget as early on as possible so that that resentment doesn't grow.
That resentment doesn't grow because it's like a tumor, like a cancer. Because once it grows, it takes away the commitment of your marriage. And after a while, you don't feel like you are really sold to your spouse that much because you are so upset and you resent them that much.
Mm-hmm. And resentment leads you down a path to contempt. And contempt is one of the major causes of divorce.
So. Yes, Dr. Gottman said that contempt was one of the four horsemen that can predict a divorce. And we all know Dr. Gottman has been able to predict divorce by more than 90%. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. So, and then I like to reference back to that Bible verse, Ephesians 4:26. It says, "Do not let the sun go down on your anger." So as married couples, let's use that. Let's go ahead and get those problems resolved before the day ends so that the next day we can start fresh.
Folks, we want to thank all of you who have been supporting our ministry, especially on Twitter. We've been getting a lot of support on Twitter. And if you are not on Twitter, you can always look for us. If you're on Twitter, you can always look for us at Pesa Shayo, and my wife is.
I'm at Whitney Shio, and also we would love to welcome you to the blog. It's liveyourbestmarriage.com/blog.
We always like to tweet some encouraging quotes on Twitter so that you can always feel encouraged every day from us, so that at least it brings some sunshine in your day. Definitely follow us, and we will follow you back. If you follow us, we'll follow you back. So folks, until next week, always remember, your marriage can be fulfilling and awesome, but you gotta work on it. Again, this is Pastor Shayo, and my wife is Whitney Shayo. And until next week, we will talk to you guys later. Bye. God bless.